Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research, and all of your answers are confidential. Can you tell me, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not at all important issue to you, and 10 means it is a very important issue to you. The first one is abortion rights.
Very important.
Okay, and on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, then we have jobs and wages.
10.
Got it. Then we have criminal justice reform.
7.
Okay, the next one is healthcare.
10.
Got it. Then we have reproductive freedom.
The what?
Reproductive freedom.
What is that?
You are free to have the right of abortion, you know,
to decide. Yes. Just freedom, protected freedom.
Yes.
10.
Okay. Then we have racism and discrimination.
9.
Okay. The next one is K-12 education.
9.
Got it. The next one is crime and violence.
8.
Got it. Then we have student loan debt.
6.
Okay. The next one is inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Got it. Then we have immigration.
6.
Okay. The next one is climate change.
Repeat that.
Yes, climate change.
Climate change.
Mm-hmm.
4.
Okay. The next one is democracy.
10.
Okay. And the last one is voting rights.
10.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. Now, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. And I know it's a long way off, and sometimes it's something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means
10.
You are not... Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me what is your race?
My race?
Yes.
African American.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Got it. And can you tell me, what is the year of your birth?
The year?
Yes.
84.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
Okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
9.
Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please write the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one, okay. The first one is Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Then we have Kamala Harris.
10.
Got it. The next one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
Okay. Then we have the Republican Party.
3.
Okay. The next one is Joe Biden.
8.
Okay. And the last one is the Democratic Party.
8.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, again, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
How will I vote?
Yes, for whom would you vote? I mean, Donald
Kamala. No, Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Okay. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Okay. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Just worse? Stay the same? Better or much better?
Financially? I'll say neutral. Overall neutral.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Neutral. Neutral.
Okay. And thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote? It's about half and half? Most of them don't vote?
Most of them vote.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to give you a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you feel that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented the progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Do you mean just any number?
Hold on. You said, I'm sorry, 0 means that they did not represent progress or they did not prevent progress, and 10 means that they did?
Yes. A 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, and 5 means you are not sure. And 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress.
Okay.
Okay. Then first one is Governor Kemp.
9.
Okay. Then we have Supreme Court.
10.
Okay. The next one is white supremacist.
Hey.
Okay. The next one is Donald Trump.
Ten.
Okay. Then we have President Biden.
Four.
Okay, got it. Then we have Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
Ten.
Okay. And the last one is Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
Ten.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, I'm going to give you a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. Again, you may choose any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain insured. Governor Brian Kemp's decisions not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
So what was the scale again?
Yes, a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means you are not sure, and 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote.
10.
Okay. Then we have made strides towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. Okay. Then we have the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offered 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
Ten.
Okay. Then we have the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.4 million monthly. Okay, thank you. And the last one says, the 2022 Pregnant Worker Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia. Hiring accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
Ten.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thank you so much for the responses so far. Now I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. This is because sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. And also, it's okay if your opinion didn't change. Now, can you please answer based on how you feel right now? No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please, the amount of power you feel. Okay, thank you so much. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? On a scale from 0 to 10.
9.
Okay. And now again, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, or married, living with a partner? Single?
No.
Severe?
Single.
Divorce?
Divorce.
Okay, thank you.
Divorce.
Oh, divorce. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Would you say you are employed full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student or other?
Employed part-time.
Okay, thank you so much. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$72,000.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
On the sexuality question, did you mark me as straight? Because I couldn't hear the choices.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.